else would you rather be than right here, right now?
For Bills fans.
Let's go, Buffalo!
By Bills fans.
Only Buffalo is going to win it!
This is the Buffalo Bills Draft House Podcast with Brad the Bruiser Eichhorn and Alex Jones.
This is pandemonium!
Here's Brad the Bruiser Eichhorn.
And welcome back for another edition of the Buffalo Bills Draft House Podcast. Brad the Bruiser Eichhorn, Alex Jones, happy to be joining you as the Bills are now into the postseason, coming in as the number two seed in the AFC behind Kansas City as they'll look to make their punch towards the Super Bowl this weekend, taking on the Denver Broncos coming up here 1 o'clock from Highmark Stadium in Orchard Park. All right, Alex, before we get into the playoff game, and I know we're chomping at the bit to talk playoff football here, first, let's talk about the New England game. I don't know about you watching this one. Yeah, it felt like a preseason. Talking about it on our podcast last week and watching it, yeah, nothing short of it felt like preseason.
Yeah, I feel the exact same way, Brad. Everything felt preseason. It was not even the second strings. It was honestly like the third strings in there.
Yeah.
You nailed it on the head when you said that. Felt like a preseason game.
Some conclusions I had just based on this game. One of them, Mike White. Yeah, he should not be on our active roster after that performance.
No, that's okay.
He's a good practice squad quarterback. Keep him on the practice squad, is my opinion.
Yeah, absolutely. They called him up because to get him his active game bonus, that's a huge thing for players because it counts towards years played. So you know what? Good for him.
And that was the cool part, and correct me if I'm wrong, Alex, I don't recall this watching Week 18 or Week 17 in years past where everything was so bonus-heavy, where they're trying to get guys to get those bonuses. Am I crazy, or did this seem like something new?
Well, to be honest with you, Brad, I think it's because in years past, like there's been things decided, right? Like the Bills last year were playing for the division. A couple years ago, they were playing for seeding. So you know what? I think that this was the first year they got to be that sort of merchant where it was like, hey, it doesn't come down to the last game of the year.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we can take a little time and enjoy ourselves.
And that's what it was, is, you know, time to kind of look around and smell the flowers.
Yeah, exactly.
All right, well, one thing I thought in this game, I thought Joel Milton looked good, but very rarely, if at all, did Spiro Dides and company point out the fact that he was going against the Bills' backups. They marveled and raved, but never went back to, these are the Bills' backups at any point. And that was always in the back of my mind watching that, but yeah, the announcing crew didn't point it out to the audience. They just wanted to gush all over Joe Milton all game.
Well, I think too, part of it is that they, you know, they got a job to do to sell the game. So instead of, you know, I think a lot of times they get told like, hey, if so-and-so's doing well, you know, lay it on thick.
It's based on market. It's based on ratings. No, that makes absolute sense, but they kind of pointed out when Joe Milton first came in, but then they kind of zipped their lips on it and didn't mention it the rest. He looked strong. I watched him play plenty in college between Michigan and Tennessee. So it's fun to see him get a shot. But how about after the game? Not long after, they said the team wasn't even on the bus when they announced that Gerard Mayo was fired as the head coach of the Patriots.
Yeah, that's crazy. The hand-picked 10-year successor to Belichick gets a season. You have to think that the Patriots can feel like they can land either Ben Johnson or Vrabel.
And that, all right, call it schadenfreude. As soon as I saw Mayo was fired, I popped in an earbud because I had stuff to do around the house, and I listened to WEEI, and I wanted to hear, you know, angry mass hole Patriot fan, oh, this is wicked terrible and all that stuff. It wasn't that, but the announcers were kind of like, hey, this was done so Mike Vrabel can be here. Mike Vrabel will be the next head coach. And if he wants the job. He's already interviewed with the Jets, and other teams are interviewing Vrabel, but I think if this is the job he wants, this is the job he gets.
Yeah, I think he's going to – I don't know. I mean, I'm not going to say what I want to say. I don't know. I just think that's bad pool to tell a guy for 5 years, hey, you're the guy. We're training you. You're the guy. Hey, you're our guy. And then a year in, be like, actually, he wasn't ready. Like, you would have known that. Like, I don't know. You know that kind of thing.
It felt like he was kind of hung out to dry a little bit.
Yeah.
I mean, here, we're not going to put too much pressure. We're going to give an up-and-coming coach the head coaching job. But then if it doesn't work out, fine. We'll go get the guy we really want next year. And that's what it feels like at this point.
It also is like, Vrabel was available last year.
It's true.
Like,
he was.
You had this option.
Yeah.
To me, that doesn't make sense at all, where it's like, oh, yeah, we got our guy. Why did you wait a year?
That's a good point. Yep.
I don't even know if they interviewed Vrabel.
I think he interviewed with New England today, but last year, no, I don't think he did. I think you're spot on. So, interesting developments in New England, but as for the Bills, Josh Allen, one snap, hands the ball off, and immediately runs right off the field. I kind of loved it. I think the crowd kind of went for it as well. It was kind of fun, if you will, because everyone's like, it's just to keep a streak intact, nothing more.
Yeah, absolutely. And everybody knew it, and, you know, it's fine. I'm fine with getting guys the reps they needed. You know, same thing with James Cook tying the single-season record for most rushing touchdowns by a Buffalo Bill. Like, I'm fine with it.
And I thought Trubisky was fine. I mean, he's not our starter. He's our backup. We don't need him to be a world beater. Hopefully we don't need him, period. But I thought he was fine in this one. He came in and did what we needed to do. Took meaningful snaps, got some good solid game reps.
Yeah, I agree, Brad. There was a fine showing from him.
All right, let's go ahead and flip the page here. Buffalo moves on. They are the 2 seed, as I alluded to earlier. They will take on the Denver Broncos, televised nationally on CBS on Sunday. Tony Romo, Jim Nantz, Tracy Wilson on the call on this one. A lot of buzz around Denver. I mean, Denver's no slouch. Absolutely not. I heard folks kind of miff that the Bills had to play Denver. I don't know. Denver doesn't frighten me, but they're not one to be overlooked. It's the playoffs. Everyone is playing for their lives. Everyone is playing to play another day. But, you know, this is a team that if they hadn't played the Kansas City Chiefs backups, who knows if they'd even be in the postseason at this point.
Yeah, it actually might have been the Bengals. I mean, it also looked like the Dolphins just gave up at the end of the season. Like,
yeah.
It just felt like that team, which, by the way, if the Broncos lose that game, they could have easily made the playoffs. And it just felt like they came out and didn't try it also. Broncos it is this weekend.
Yeah, it kind of felt like that a little bit, too. I caught the end of that one. You know, being a Bills fan my whole life means I can't stand the Miami Dolphins. Apologies to my Miami Dolphin fan brother-in-law, but yeah, I can't stand the Miami Dolphins, so I can't stand the Jets either, but I don't know. Aaron Rodgers has had a long career. It was cool to see him to get to over 500 touchdown passes and just kind of stick it in Miami. I was okay with it.
Yeah, it's fine. I mean, I don't particularly like Rodgers, but it's not anything that
I can't stand Aaron Rodgers, not at all, but to see him get that milestone I thought was at least cool. To see someone do that, it's not something that's done very often.
Yes, that is very true.
Yeah, so no, I can't stand Aaron Rodgers, to be honest. The condescending eye rolls, all the nonsense, no, can't stand the guy. So we'll see what comes of them. I don't want to get into the AFC East too much because that's stuff that we can talk about in the offseason. Let's talk about playoffs here. So does Denver almost remind you a little bit of that Bills team back in the 2017-18 season that found their way into the playoffs after a long drought, a 17-year drought, about what, 10-year drought in Denver? You know, the buzz that I'm hearing from Denver and Bronco fans this week is that they're happy to be in the playoffs. Now, they're no slouch, but I heard their color commentator this morning in an interview stated that they're pretty much playing with house money at this point. And, yeah, I'm sure they're happy to be back here, but Buffalo needs to just come in and take care of business.
Yeah, absolutely. Handle your business. This feels almost reminiscent of the Philip Rivers 2020 team. That Colts team led by Philip Rivers. Good running attack. Quarterback can sling the rock, but also is kind of like limited in what he does. And, you know, this is a team you don't want to have it be like 20-24, you know, coming into the fourth quarter where maybe there's a bad turnover and people start getting restless. You know, it's one of those things. I think you got to try to put it on them. If it's a shootout, I trust the Bills. Like, if the Bills are able to do what they want on offense, then then I trust they're going to be able to win. But if it comes down to a tight game, you know, that's where things start to get a little itchy.
Well, in this one, the Broncos come in as one of the better pass rush defenses in the NFL. And what's interesting is Allen has been sacked so little this year. He stood upright. I mean, shoot, we've seen Josh Allen come off the field with clean jerseys. That's something to marvel at this year. That I think that matchup between that pass rush and the way the Bills' offensive line has played this year, I think that's an intriguing matchup.
Yeah, I agree, Brad. And I think it's one that the Bills, you know, really need to focus on this week. Get after the run game as well. And the Bills are one of the highest parity teams in the league right now. So I think that vaunted pass rush that's been doing so well has a little bit of a tough assignment this week, simply because, you know, it is so difficult to tell what the Bills are going to do. They've slightly regressed more towards running on first down. Mm-hmm. But I think it's because, in all honesty, their run game is so successful. You know, it's one of those things where, you know, it's tough for a team, especially a team that likes to get after you in the pass rush, when you don't know what's coming first, what's coming next, the pass or the run or the pass. It's difficult for defenses to predict that, which gets you a little less in your rush lanes.
And I'm curious too, I guess Denver has struggled against running backs catching the football. So would you see a lot of backs get loose in space? Obviously James Cook, but Ty Johnson, you know, go to a couple games here, that Lions game. I mean, he's been a stud in the pass game for a guy who's really more of their third down back than anything like that. And I'm
Ray Davis as well.
Yes.
Honestly, Ray Davis.
Yeah, think about that. What, that 60-yard scamper against, what was that, Miami? Yeah. I'm curious how much they feed the backs the ball through the air.
I bet it is definitely something that they are looking into for sure, Brad.
Looks like weather isn't going to be an issue in this one. I mean, it's going to be cold, but it's winter in Western New York. What do you expect here? Sorry, folks.
Yeah.
32. I said, shoot, sounds balmy. 18 when I drove home today. Yeah, I'll take 32. No problem. An extra layer, good to go.
Yeah, it is. It's been, by us, freezing cold down here in the southern tier.
All right, well, let me put this out to you, Alex, and this is out to the audience. Go ahead and tweet at us your replies, because I want to know what you think. At DHS Buffalo, at TW Callahan DHS, that's Alex. I'm at Bills Bruiser. Find us at facebook.com/BuffaloBillsDrafthouse and DrafthouseSports.com. Any superstitions or thing you do differently come playoffs? Because, you know, McDermott's been to the playoffs every year except his second year, so we've become accustomed to it. We've developed our own superstitions, especially in the 2020 season where we got our first home playoff game since the 90s. So for me in this one, my superstition is, you know, Christmas stuff stays up. Normally it would have been down last weekend, but we were gone for about 10 days of December. All the Christmas stuff went up later this year because Thanksgiving was later. I say Christmas stuff stays up until the Bills lose. And just driving around Buffalo, I've occasionally seen Christmas trees prominently displayed in houses throughout Western New York today.
Yeah, and you know what? It's actually, I think it's Orthodox Christmas as well. So you're covered there, Brad. For me, it's just the same. You know, the little idiosyncrasies you develop during the season. That's what we're rolling with. We're rolling with the same ones we've had.
All right, well, the Bills get set to host the Denver Broncos in this one. And I know you mentioned the Colts matchup. I think that was a good matchup, but the one major difference in this one is the Colts didn't have a rookie quarterback. They had a veteran in Phillip Rivers. Let's talk about this. A rookie quarterback, Bo Nix, played at Oregon his last year, played at Auburn before then. McDermott has been able to have success against rookies. How do you think that's going to look defensively? How do you think they harass this young rookie quarterback in his first playoff game of his career?
You know, I think you're going to see a flustered QB. I think with McDermott, especially really good at making rookie quarterbacks uncomfortable. And so, you know, disguising your coverages and hiding things, I think you're going to see a little shell shock from the kid, and then I think he's going to settle in. I mean,
almost like Skylar Thompson did a couple of years ago?
Yeah. He's going to be 26. I think he's 26 this year. So it's also not like he's, you know, a 21-year-old. He's played a lot of big-time football games, first at Auburn, then at Oregon.
Yeah.
So, you know what? A guy who's been around a little bit, I think he'll be calmer than a normal rookie, but I think he'll show his rookie tendency a little bit.
Well, and then the other thing that was pointed out here is basically, you know, this was Sean Payton's guy. Sean Payton eyed him. He wanted him. He got him. So Sean Payton, you know, renowned for everything that he did with the Saints was partially through his, you know, partnership and having that quarterback and Drew Brees having that quarterback. So being able to go out and pick his guy after he was handed Russell Wilson, someone who didn't seem like a great fit in the building, it's a different scenario this time.
Yeah, absolutely. And I think, you know, Sean Payton being such a good head coach, he's going to, you know, really focus on the things that his quarterback can do versus trying to, you know, fit a square peg in a round hole. So it's going to be a tough one for the Bills offense. I think they're going to get tested a lot on play action, which they've struggled a little bit this year. And I think Payton's going to really put them through the paces, but I trust the defense to step up and make a play, kind of like they have all year, honestly.
Yeah. And, I mean, making splash plays when you will, forcing turnovers week in, week out, that's going to be huge here for the Bills. Other matchups in this one, Javonte Williams at back, Cortland Sutton, just some names here on Denver. How else do you see this matchup here with the Bills defense?
You know, I think the run game, Javonte Williams, is going to be a tough one for the Bills to corral. He's a really good back. They do a good job with the quarterback as well, getting out there some quarterback runs. I think it's going to be a tough game for the Bills, but genuinely, I think they're going to be, I think they're in for it. I think it's, you know, they're locked in. This team's a little bit different mentality. It's very interesting when you hear them speak. They're different than other Bills teams, which might just be the thing they need.
And one thing before we segue over to the offense is the health of this team. This has to be one of the healthiest Bills playoff rosters, Alex, we've seen in a while. I'm almost going back to 2020. I can't think of any major injuries that season. You know, think about, you know, 21 was kind of a rocky season. 22, Hyde goes out towards the beginning of the year. Obviously, DeMar Hamlin. I mean, there was a ton of stuff. Von Miller goes out in 22. There was a lot of injury issues last year. I felt like the roster was almost held together with scotch tape. I mean, they had to call AJ Klein while he was at Disney World to get him to come play. Different story this year. Completely different.
Completely different story, Brad.
The only notable injuries, guys who are questionable this week here, Brandon Codrington, the kick returner here, they said he had a hamstring injury, sustained late. Well, good news, he did practice today. He was limited, but he did not practice. The only one who did not practice for the Bills was Jamarcus Ingram, who's more of a depth piece for the Bills, and it was personal issues. It's not injury-related at all. I don't have any nerves when it comes to injuries on this team going in.
No, it seems like everybody's at their healthiest. I mean, also you got Milano on, like, you know, he's almost this would be like your ramp up game where it's like, we're really going to test it. So I think the Bills timed that up perfectly with the playoffs as well.
And then the good news is, because you're healthy here, you still have all these depth pieces. Will they rotate guys? We see guys from like Dorian Williams, you know, coming in and maybe splitting some time with Milano. Curious how we'll see that play out here on Sunday.
Yeah, that was one of the more curious things to me, was that Baylen Specter came in when Milano had to come out. I forget which game it was, and it wasn't Dorian Williams, and led me to be screaming at my television, why is Dorian Williams not in? Because Baylen Specter, I forget what game it was, just kept getting cooked. And it was very curious.
Let's look at some injuries here for the Denver Broncos. Nothing major looking at this here right now. Frank Cromner tackled in practice, but outside of it, full participants was everyone else here on the Denver injury report. Nate Atkins at tight end, full participant. Tyler Batty, full participant there at running back. Damari Mathis was a full participant at corner, and Ben Powers, full participant, or limited. Mathis and Powers both limited in their participation. Excuse me on that here, but I mean, that's it listed on the injury report. There's a lot of names here on Buffalo, but everyone was in full participation outside of those names I mentioned here, Jamarcus Ingram and Brandon Condrington, who is limited.
Yeah, it's two healthy teams headed to the playoffs, and it's a dangerous thing when you get a high seed like a two team that's getting healthy at the right time.
All right. Patrick Surtain, the second here, outstanding shutdown corner. But the Bills don't have a true number one. They don't have a Stephon Diggs this year. Does that change his impact on this game in your mind?
No, I think they're going to put him on whoever they like in particular matchups. One that's been garnering quite a bit of attention recently has been Keon Coleman, which is really interesting. And so, you know, I think that you're going to see Surtain bounce around, or maybe he'll be field locked to a particular side of the field that they like the matchups on. You know, the Broncos having a phenomenal defense. The Bills having a phenomenal offense. It's going to be a fun one to see who has the better unit.
I hope the wide receivers, the running backs, the tight ends, everyone's hungry, because I feel like they're going to do a lot of eating in this one.
Absolutely, it's gonna be a full fledged barbecue. Lay out everything. It's gonna be a smorgasbord.
Yeah. And you know, keeping Josh upright, key in this one. But I think everything starts at the offensive line, like we said, keeping Josh upright, but then opening holes for the ground game. You know, some of those screen passes and stuff like that. I think a lot of this is going to really rely on the performance of the Bills' offensive line, and that's fine. This is probably one of the finest offensive lines we've had. Aaron Cromer continues to show why he is one of the best offensive line coaches in the NFL.
Yeah, I completely agree, Brad. This unit's been phenomenal so far this year. And they've been a lot of success the Bills have had is because of that unit. So I would say, you know what? They're going to be the key to the game. If they're successful, the Bills are going to be successful. If they're not successful, it's going to be a long day for Buffalo.
All right, let's get into nerves in this game here. A lot of folks, myself included, very nervous come playoff time. What are some reasons Bills fans should not be nervous for this wild card game this weekend, Alex?
Your Bills have been playing some of the most complete football that we've ever seen them play as a team. They've been honestly falling out like we've never seen before. And I think this is going to be a new era in Bills football where, you know, you have, you see them finally start to get over the hump a little bit.
Is there any reason you think Bills fans, or any particular reason, they should be nervous for this game?
I mean, it's a playoff game. The people play the best in the playoffs, but they are...
Anything specifically with the Broncos, at least, that would
No, I think they're, it's a fair matchup for the Bills. I think that, you know, to be honest with you, it's going to be a matchup that fits them well and kind of will show, you know, whether we're going to be successful. Because if, you know, if the Bills lose to the Broncos, they didn't belong in the playoffs at all. And it would show something that we really haven't seen from them at all. So I know Bills fans are going to be worried because it is the playoffs. However, I would not be as concerned. Just because, don't get me wrong, the Broncos are a very good team, but the Bills are a better team.
All right, well, we're looking forward to this playoff game this week in Buffalo taking on Denver, the 2 versus the 7th seed in the wild card round of the NFL playoffs. And one thing that I'm looking forward to about being at this game is not seeing what I saw the wild card game last year, and that's all those stupid yellow towels.
Yes. No,
they just
no
pop
yellow
up, and I feel like
no
they take
yellow.
Over the stadium, right?
I know. You're going to just see some bright orange jerseys everywhere.
Yep. And, you know, Denver came into this building last year and beat the Bills, but this is unlike that Bills team last year and unlike the Denver team as well.
Yes. Very different teams.
Different team, different matchup. They only ask as if by
some... I think that was the last game of the Dorsey era, wasn't it?
Well, yeah, he was fired the next day, if not later that week. But yeah, 100.
Who just recently was let go by the Cleveland Browns as well.
I'll just say that game ended, and the guy I went to the game with just bleep you, Ken Dorsey, at the top of his lungs. I mean, fair.
Yeah, fair.
Everyone was so, I mean, we're just in so much of a better headspace as a fan base.
Honestly, it feels like the team as well. You know, the team is
it's
is
night and day from last year.
Notion.
Night and day. And this is still, you know, last year they were still a good team. They still won the division barely at the very end. But, I mean, at the end of the day here, it just feels better going in this postseason, and this is how I want to feel, but I don't think at any point should this fan base, this team, anyone involved should ever feel cocky at any point here. It's going to be a long road, it's going to be a tough road, and we're ready to follow it every inch of the way.
Yes, we are.
Well, we'll have all your playoff coverage right here on the Buffalo Bills Draft House Podcast. I don't know. Talking about this more and more, Alex, I'm getting stoked for this one. I'm getting super duper excited.
It's gonna be a fun matchup, Brad. It is two really good teams. You know, you have Sean Payton, the legendary coach. Sean McDermott is one of the best coaches of 2020s, let's say, or 2010s into 20s. Like, he has consistently brought a team out of the dirges that had been in the mud since the 90s almost. So it's going to be a fun matchup.
Quick shout out here to my buddy Dennis. He's making the trip from the Reading area of Pennsylvania, driving up here to join me as my guest for the game this weekend. Getting out there early, probably between 9 and 10, and right on Big Tree Road, parking at my cousin's house, who his next-door neighbors on both sides of the Buffalo Bills. So we'll sit there, grill up some breakfast as a plan, and get ready to lock in here. It's Buffalo Bills playoff football.
That's awesome. It's always so much fun in that playoff atmosphere.
Especially here, where for years and years, tailgating was it. I mean, the product inside the stadium was terrible, that it seems like everything has marinated and now married each other in itself, that everything is, it's like that jigsaw puzzle has finally come together and we can see it now and it looks so clear.
Yes, and that's, you know, that's the vision for Bills football, was that it was just, it's such a loyal and passionate fan base that finally having some on-field product really feels just right.
And I know part of that was basically, in my mind, for 17 years, the Bills were searching for that franchise quarterback, and they got him in Josh Allen.
Yes. Josh Allen has been the savior of the franchise. He has been, you know, a huge part in the Bills pulling out of relevancy. And, you know, oh, remember when the Bills made the playoffs a couple of years ago? Oh, yeah. Versus, oh, the Bills are Super Bowl contenders. Like, it's such a world of difference.
I remember 2017. We were living in Dallas, and my brother just got a new roommate, and we had a chalkboard in our place that we drew the Bills logo on, and he's like, "What the bleep? Bills suck!" And we're like, "What are you talking about? Made the playoffs!" And he's like, "Making the playoffs? That's not a big deal." He was right. I hate to say it, he was right. Where they are right now, this is a big deal. I mean, it's great to end a drought. It feels good. I feel for Denver. Man, it felt good for us back in 2018. But to be where they are now, no, this is what truly feels fantastic.
Yeah, it is. It is. I think the thing that feels the best where you're like, we are going to come in, dominate this game, and then we head to the next playoff game. You know what I mean? It's not a question like, oh, well, it's just nice to feel it. And you're like, no, we should be dominating this game. And if we are not dominating this game, why are we not dominating this game?
Final thoughts here this week before we lead into the wild card matchup with the Broncos.
You know, this crop at the Senior Bowl is going to be really interesting. And another thing, just draft-wise, is going to be so interesting. With NIL becoming a bigger and bigger deal, I think you're going to see more prospects staying in college, which means more guys going to be able to enter the Senior Bowl eligibility window.
Sure. Yeah.
And I think that's going to be just a real interesting turn in drafting and scouting.
Yeah, no, I think absolutely that's going to make a big difference this year. So something for us to track, and we'll cover in the offseason, but we're covering the Bills throughout their run and push for their first Super Bowl title here. Bills Broncos, 1 o'clock on Saturday. For Alex Jones, I'm Brad the Bruiser Eichhorn. This has been the Buffalo Bills Draft House Podcast. A reminder for you to go ahead and find our work across our social media again at TW Callahan DHS. Find me at Bills Bruiser at DHS Buffalo on Facebook at facebook.com/Buffalo Bills Draft House. For Alex Jones, I'm Brad the Bruiser Eichhorn. Go Bills.
This has been the Buffalo Bills Draft House Podcast.
Available on Spotify, Odyssey, Prime Music, Audible, or wherever you get your podcasts.
An R Street Media production.